I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this half hour. The people of Rigby, Idaho say a ton of support has been coming to their town after a sixth grader opened fire in the middle school, injuring three people. Some students are getting counseling from the school district. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Students like Michaela Dean say they're uncertain if they're going to need the grief counselors at Rigby Middle School, but they're glad the counselors are there because their friends might need them. She says their teacher rushed everyone into a closet after the shots rang out, and the teacher was able to keep them calm and convince them that they were going to be safe. But afterward, Dean says the students were trembling, still trying to process what happened.
Some of the Rigby residents say people in Rexburg have asked members of their community to shop in Rigby for the day as a sign of support. The man accused of shooting a homeless person living in a tent in Salt Lake City has now been charged with aggravated murder. William Clark was arrested in Magna on April 28th after a long standoff with police. Police say Clark attempted to kidnap his former girlfriend who was living with the victim. Clark faces 25 years to life if convicted. A popular Cajun restaurant in downtown Salt Lake is requiring people to be vaccinated to eat there. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
The Bayou says you and everyone in your party will have to show your vaccination card to eat there, starting when their dining room reopens May 12th.
We're following all the CDC guidelines, and the CDC states that people are safe and considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their second vaccination.
Owner Mark Alston says they've been taking some heat for this decision. In fact, when you call the restaurant, you'll hear this message.
If you are calling to place a to-go order, please note that we are currently undergoing a high call volume from people wanting to discuss how they would handle a public health crisis.
But Alston says for them, the decision is about safety.
I cannot, in good conscience, run a business where I feel like I'm putting our customers, our staff, and ourselves at risk.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story from ABC News. A restaurant owner in California is offering a $500 bonus to new hires who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Will Brady has three bar restaurants in downtown Chico. He believes the bonus will help get his businesses up and running and fully staffed soon. He says he ran into business problems with the pandemic last year, and he doesn't want to go through that again.
We had started using our PPP money and everything. The summer surge hit, new restrictions were put back in. And we were doing a to-go business, and we tried doing that, and we got our clocks clean.
Brady says he will break up the bonus over 8 weeks to ensure the new hire is dedicated to the position. Hogle Zoo no longer requires face masks in their outdoor areas. However, they are still required when indoors. This includes in the bathrooms, any animal encounter, and the gift shop. The amount of people allowed into the zoo is also limited, and they're also asking all guests to remain socially distant from others. Other national stories KSL is following. Convicted murderer Derek Chauvin and three other former Minneapolis police officers involved in the death of George Floyd last year are now facing federal civil rights charges. A grand jury delivered a three-count indictment today, saying Chauvin and the others deprived Floyd's rights when they saw him lying on the ground in clear need of medical care but not taking action. ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks explains that this isn't the only federal case that Chauvin is facing.
In 2017, Chauvin actually had a similar situation where he put his knee on the neck of a 14-year-old boy for 17 minutes. The boy passed out, and there is now a separate federal indictment against Chauvin as a result of that incident.
Oaks says it's not likely, but this case could result in the death penalty. A Republican-commissioned recount of the 2020 election results in Arizona's largest county takes an interesting turn.
After reports that ballots were brought in from Asia, counters are looking for bamboo in the ballots as part of the audit in Maricopa County. Ken Bennett is the audit's liaison.
We're here at this audit trying to dispel myths and confirm things with facts. And if somebody has the idea that there might have been paper from unauthorized sources, whether it's bamboo or anything else, we'll look at that.
He doesn't expect they'll find any bamboo. bamboo. The audit started 2 weeks ago when only about 200,000 of the 2.1 million ballots have been counted so far. Grisel Desatino, ABC News, Phoenix.
Mother's Day is going to be a big weekend at assisted living centers around the state. The president of the Utah Assisted Living Association, Scott Monson, says this year feels so much different than the fear and uncertainty and separations from last year.
We've seen through the vaccine, we've seen through, you know, good social distancing and being able to wear masks and do the things which the health department has instructed us to do, that the case count is down.
He says their guidelines show that people who are vaccinated can meet together in the same room and take off their masks and hug. Those who are not vaccinated will still need to take precautions. A team of archaeologists discovered a 2,000-year-old marble head of Rome's first emperor in a south-central region of Italy. Experts say the 14-inch head of Augustus was likely chiseled between 20 BC and 10 AD. The dig also uncovered empty tombs and other artifacts. Augustus Octavian became Rome's first emperor in 27 BC. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
Big issues along I-15 at 31st Street in Weber County. The one on the northbound side, it's a crash where a vehicle went into the barrier. Emergency crews are blocking the left lane of traffic at 31st Street, and that's causing delays past the I-84 junction almost down to Roy. But southbound I-15, emergency traffic due to a vehicle fire blocking two left lanes of traffic at 31st Street, and that's got backups into Far West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06. New hopes for herd immunity soon, at least in some parts of the country. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
It has been one of the great hopes ever since the first COVID shot went into the arm. The idea of herd immunity. Enough of us protected against the virus that everyone is protected.
I don't know if we're going to hit herd immunity or not, and I don't mean to be flippant, but I don't know if I care. What I care about is let's get the virus under control. Let's get our lives back, and I'm pretty confident we can do that.
Dr. Ashish Shah is the dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University.
The goal here is if we can get 70-80% of Americans vaccinated, we may or may not hit herd immunity, but what we will do is get this virus under such low levels that basically our lives will go back to normal.
One step along that path, the expected approvals soon to come for the Pfizer vaccine to be used in emergency use with kids between the ages of 12 and 15.
I have two 12 to 15-year-old, like two kids in that age range, and I'm going to get both of them vaccinated. They're both excited to get vaccinated. The data on safety is really, really good. I'm very confident in this.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
One of the first people to sound a warning about just how much the pandemic could upend American lives, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, is resigning her post at the CDC.
A top health official at the CDC who had been leading its efforts on the COVID vaccine, Dr. Messonnier irked White House advisors with her ominous warning as COVID first took hold. In a February 2020 briefing, she said the impact of the pandemic could be, in her words, severe.
It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky Friday sending her off with praise.
Strong force of leadership and courage in all that she's done.
Sasha Pesnik, ABC News, New York.
KSL News Time, 5:08. Time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com.
Way back in the 1980s, those were the days, the Reagan years. Homes were affordable. The music was so much fun. And it was easier to be skinny. If you've caught yourself muttering the kids are fat these days because all they ever do is sit on the couch and play video games, I want to make you aware of this study from the Journal of Obesity Research, which basically says, okay, boomer. They pored over dietary data from 36,000 Americans over time and discovered that the deck is stacked like a pile of compact discs. Dang, this one must be skipping. Well, comparing a 25-year-old today with a 25-year-old from the 80s, they discovered that even if both ate the same exact number of calories and got the exact same amount of exercise, the one who's 25 now would be 10% fatter.
Welcome to your life.
The deck is stacked. But why? Well, let's go back to the future. 1985. When Doc Brown fired up the DeLorean, antidepressants weren't prescribed yet. They were invented in 1988.
88 miles per hour!
The chemical makeup of pesticides changed through the years. Food packaging is different. It could be altering our hormonal process. The microbes in our stomachs may have changed over the years. But it's all just guessing. The only reality is kids are fatter, and it's not necessarily their fault. Even if they play video games.
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Emergency traffic continues in Weber County. If you're on the southbound side, delays start right about 1800 North Far West. It's all due to the vehicle fire at 31st Street in Weber County. It's still blocking two left lanes of traffic. 1900 West on the frontage road. That's seen an awful lot of overflow delays from SR 39 down to the Ogden-Hinckley-West Haven area. And then for northbounders on I-15 at that same spot, 31st Street. A crash blocking the left lane of traffic, and that's causing stop-and-go delays. Back to Roy. Michelle?
Well, emergency traffic continues in Utah County. This is due to a grass fire and also a car accident. This is going to be in both spots affecting traffic between Orem and Provo. Getting through that. And prior to that, you're going to see slowdown southbound I-15 starting in Murray, going into Sandy, getting a break until you're going from Pleasant Grove into Linton. Steve?
Good speeds from downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. Slowdowns in Centerville up to Kaysville and also from there up to Layton through Clearfield. Northbound 89 still packed in from Main Street up to 200 North and Fruit Heights. Also at SR 193 up to I-84. And for those on southbound Highway 89, a little slow there. In fact, really slow through Uinta coming down the hill there toward the I-84 ramps. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google any hour services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head into Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Maria. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, look for increasing clouds, temperatures in the 70s, but falling as we watch a cold front move in. Upper 60s by 6 o'clock, low 60s by 7. Chance of some thunderstorms will move in between 7 and 8 o'clock, with some scattered rain lingering through midnight. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 74 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Italy has announced a new tourist pass. ABC's Megan Williams reports from Rome.
Italy's tourism minister says the new COVID pass for tourists will be valid for everyone who can show they're either vaccinated or immune because they've had the coronavirus. Prime Minister Mario Draghi announced the new scheme that will be launched mid-May, ahead of much of the rest of Europe.
Penso che sia un'ottima idea.
Here at Rome's main train station, this man says it's the only way for Italy to revive a key part of the economy quickly. Italy has been reluctant to announce new dates for relaxing restrictions, with still high daily infections here and a vaccine rollout that is only picking up speed now. In non-COVID times, Italy's tourism sector amounts to about 13% of the GDP. Tourism-related businesses here hope the green passports will draw people from the U.S. and the U.K., who make up a third of all visitors here and tend to be the biggest spenders. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Wedding planners in Washington, D.C. say brides and grooms are scrambling to move their receptions outside of the city after the mayor banned dancing. The mayor says COVID-19 concerns, even with vaccinations, mean guests must stay seated at all special events. There is no exception in the order for members of the same household, so that means no first dance or father-daughter dance. Thousands respond to an offer to help the National Park Service thin a bison herd in the Grand Canyon. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
There are spots for just 12 volunteers, but the Park Service got 45,000 applications. Since there are so many, the department will randomly draw 25 names. The St. George News reports the first dozen of those 25 who submit a packet of information will be selected. That dozen will then help thin the herd, but it's not going to be easy. The bison are on the north rim of the canyon, which is at about 8,000 feet in elevation, and the shooters will have to retrieve the bison on foot, not being allowed to use motorized transportation or stock animals. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Police in South Jordan say they're getting calls about a couple of aggressive magazine salesmen. KSL TV's Mike Hedrick spoke with one homeowner who says when he told the salesman he wasn't interested, the man became very hostile and made some derogatory and racial comments.
South Jordan police were called and say this was not the only incident. This Facebook post from a neighbor: don't answer the doors to the two gentlemen knocking. When you turn them down, they accuse you of being a white privileged person who hate black people, then call you disgusting names. I'm super shaken up.
Police say because there were no direct threats, there's nothing that they can do. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Mother's Day weekend going to be a lot different than 2020. If you're both vaccinated, you can hug, take off your mask, and be with your loved one at their assisted living center. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, hiring slowed down to just 266,000 new jobs last month. Unemployment in the U.S. increased to 6.1%. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
Left lane still blocked. Southbound I-15, 31st Street in Weber County due to the earlier vehicle fire. You still have stop-and-go delays back to Mary at Slaterville. Slow and go from there to 1800 North Far West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine early, but the clouds are here and a storm moves in tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 74 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A late Friday afternoon huddle for President Biden and his jobs cabinet. They discuss the ongoing negotiations with Republican lawmakers on the American Jobs Plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
There's clearly bipartisan interest and enthusiasm to do big things in infrastructure and in transportation.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects zero support from the GOP. The meeting came the same day the Labor Department released a dismal April employment report.
Critics say the lower job growth numbers can be blamed on some Americans thinking they'll make more on unemployment rather than working again. But spokesperson Jen Psaki says that's not legal.
Workers are not permitted to refuse suitable work and continue to receive benefits.
Still, many companies say they're having a tough time filling positions, claiming many workers are remaining on unemployment benefits. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A federal grand jury has indicted all four former Minneapolis police officers who were involved in the death of George Floyd. The panel says the officers willfully violated Floyd's constitutional rights by keeping him restrained face down on the pavement, despite his pleas that he couldn't breathe. A new benchmark in the battle against COVID-19, the CDC says a third of Americans have received at least one dose of a vaccine. A study in the medical journal The Lancet says NSAIDs like ibuprofen are safe to take for those with the virus. New details about a school shooting in Idaho.
Fellow students at Rigby Middle School tell ABC News they think they know why the sixth grade girl opened fire using a handgun.
She was being bullied for something. Or something like that. That's what I heard.
The girl was taken down by a teacher who got the gun out of her hand and held her down. And a custodian who was shot is being called a hero for putting himself in front of the bullets. He is now recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Dow and the S&P 500 closed at record highs today. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It's National Nurses Week in the U.S. Utah Nurses Association Executive Director Dr. Liz Close joined Inside Sources this afternoon. She says nurses are expected to simply tough it out, but it's not that easy.
And that's been a culture that sort of we were brought up in. I've been a nurse for 46 years, and we initially years ago were pretty much told that we were responsible for our own well-being, but we are also the community, our legislature, organizations that employ us are also responsible. So we look at this as a multi-pronged effort to support everybody in trying to recognize, first and foremost, we have suffered enormous trauma over the last year on top of already stressful jobs that we have.
That is why the organization is offering a virtual conference for all Utah nurses.
We are featuring fantastic speakers, Dr. Michael Olpin from Weber State University, who is an international expert in stress management and stress reduction. Dr. Perry G. from the Intermountain Healthcare, who is an expert in resilience and developing resilience. And Robin Williamson from HCA, who is an expert on something called trauma-informed care. And so what we'll be doing is we'll do presentations, question and answer, and then we'll have discussion time so that all of the people participating can be involved in and get their questions answered.
The conference is scheduled for next Friday, May 14th. KSL News Time 519 Triple Team Traffic. Let's begin now with Ricky Meese.
Well, emergency crews are making fast work of this earlier vehicle fire. I think they're in the final cleanup stages. Southbound I-15, 31st Street, Weber County. Left lanes are still blocked, though, and that's what's causing your stop-and-go, turning to slow-and-go delays all the way back to 1800 North Far West. 1900 West has filled in between Marriott Slaterville down to West Haven. Northbound I-15, a crash at 31st Street blocking the left lane of traffic, and that's causing stop and go delays to Clearfield. Michelle?
Well, again, emergency traffic continues in Utah County due to a brush fire as well as an accident. This is in the Orem Provo area, affecting traffic both directions. Now, as you're coming southbound I-15, those delays are going to start in Murray, go into the Sandy area a little more slowing as you're approaching the point of the mountain. Bigger delays waiting American Fork into Linden. On the flip side, also has some slowing as you're approaching American Fork. Steve?
Got a crash with possible injuries in West Jordan. This is on 70th South at 3200 West. Another one in South Salt Lake, 33rd South and 2nd East. Scattered slowdowns in Davis County, traveling I-15 northbound from Centerville up to Clearfield. Northbound 89 slow at Main Street to 200 North through Fruit Heights. Also at SR 193 up to I-84. And southbound Highway 89 slowdowns through Uinta between Skyline Drive and the I-84 ramps. Siegel Book has gifts for mom, like Hear Him with insights and testimonies from gospel authors and stunning artwork from 200 artists. Save 20%. Now only $25.99 at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. It's been a beautiful day. We started off with sunshine, but the clouds have moved in, been windy for most of the day. Temperatures went into the 80s, and now we've got a storm to talk about. Cold front moves in tonight, some scattered rain, a few isolated thunderstorms. The biggest change will be the cooler temperatures. Highs on Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s. Another storm will move by late Sunday into Monday, bringing a chance for a few more thunderstorms. And then next week, we dry out, warm back up with 70s and 80s by the middle to end of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
74 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, anyhourservices.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.